Mets taking on the Phillies on Tuesday. You know what Cespedes has said? He's in the best shape of his career. Usually a cliche, but I think Cespedes is onto something here.
0-2 to Cespedes on the way. Swing and a drive. Well hit to center. Herrera going back. Away back to the track, to the wall. Gone! A home run! A three-run homer by Yoenis Cespedes. He hit it dead central just to the right of the 401 mark against a couple of ivy-covered walls which provide the batter's eye for Cespedes, his second home run of the year. Three batters in. It is 3-0 New York.
That's drilled deep down the line. Gone if it stays fair. Right near the pole. Out of here. Yoenis Cespedes with a bullet down the line. Just inside the foul pole. Back-to-back home runs for Cabrera and Cespedes. And it's 8-1 New York. And Cespedes gets a hold of another one. Deep left field. Kendrick goes back for a look, but Cespedes has done it again. His third home run of the night. This one a towering shot. Yoenis Cespedes making a bandbox look even smaller. A three home run game, the second of his career. And the Mets now lead it 9-2.
Here's the 2-2. Breaking ball hit high in the air, deep to center. There she goes, off the top of the batter's eye. A long home run for Lucas Duda. Never mind how far it went pretty high up too. For Duda, his second home run of the year. And the Mets have now hit five home runs in this game. They lead the Phillies 10-2.
Duda handles the grounder. This time Harvey gets there in plenty of time.
Did Harvey hurt himself running the first base?
Yeah,
not taking a chance.
Taking any chances in a lopsided game. Harvey's given the Mets 5 2/3 strong innings, and even if it's something minor, you certainly don't want to take a chance of tweaking it further. And Duda cracks one to deep right field. It's out of here! Lucas Duda with his second home run of the night. The Mets' seventh home run of the game. What a night. 14-4 New York.
Mets crush the Phillies 14-4. Yoenis Cespedes is the first player in Mets history with multiple three home run games. The Mets as a team hit seven. They've hit seven home runs in a game three times in franchise history. They've all come against the Phillies in Philadelphia. Managing is never easy, but when your team puts up 14 runs on the strength of seven home runs, the degree of difficulty does tend to decrease. Here is Mets skipper Terry Collins after his team's 14-4 win over the Phillies.
Well, he cramped up after he went across first base and said he didn't feel it coming off the mound. He didn't feel it running to first. He just all of a sudden his hamstring tightened up on him. So he said he feels fine. I just talked to him and we'll certainly get him treatment and hopefully it's nothing very serious.
There not a big worry that this is going to be something extended?
Ray came to me. He said it just looks like a cramp. So we'll get him hydrated and see how he is tomorrow.
I know you're probably never expecting a three home run night, but is this the type of breakout game that you expected based on what you were seeing last week from Cespedes with the conditions not being conducive?
Yeah, don't think for one second this guy's not going to have a huge year. And this guy's dynamite. I'm not surprised that he had a three run home night. I'm not surprised by it at all. There's going to be nights where he's going to get hot and he's got that kind of power. I don't know if you guys watched batting practice today, but he looked like a driving range out there the way he was hitting balls. So big night for him, Duda, all the guys. He swung the bats. We'll get ready for tomorrow.
Derek, four homer games are just so rare. What are you thinking? You see him go up to bat in the eighth and then get another chance in the ninth.
I thought he was going to hit another one.
Yeah.
And that double, how was that one hit? He had a big night. That's all. He's a special player. I'm telling you, I'm not worried about him at all.
Prior to this game, we had like a 40-20 ratio in terms of home runs and games played here. Is there something that this place, they walk in, you know it's going to be a special night for these guys? Or
they like to hit here. When we left New York the other day, we knew the weather was going to be good, and they were excited to come because they know they like to hit here.
Terry, one of the things you said in spring training and in the first week of the season is when Lucas uses the whole field, it opens things up for him, pitchers. Is that what you've seen the first 9 games of the season?
Well, you know, I mean, look at the balls he's hit outside of the last time up where he pulled it. But, I mean, his homers are – he can hit them anywhere. And that's why, you know, if he lets the ball get a little deep sometimes instead of trying to worry about pulling, he can still be dangerous. And right now he's doing that because, again, he's not trying to – he's the one guy who's really conscious of not trying to overswing because of the back issues. And so as long as he stays within himself and does what he does best, he'll drive and runs.
Yoenis Cespedes has said he's in the best shape of his career, and Tuesday night did nothing to disprove that. He became the first player in Mets history with multiple 3 home run games.
I mean, can you imagine? I think any baseball player that hit 3 home runs would be having a lot of fun. It wasn't just fun for me, though. It was really great to see the whole team getting hits out there and having fun.
Feel like batting practice out there after a little while.
Se sentía como práctica de bateo después de un rato.
Bueno, casi. Hoy, de verdad, estaba viendo la bola muy bien.
Almost. I think today I was seeing the ball really well.
From a team standpoint, coming here, better weather and a better ballpark, how much is that contribute to what happened tonight?
¿Qué tanto crees que contribuyó estar aquí en este estadio y con este clima?
Bueno, el estadio ayuda bastante, el clima también, pero yo particular sé que todos nosotros nos preparamos bien, lo demostramos en los entrenamientos y creo que este equipo va a hacer un buen papel este año. Que no tuvimos buena semana en Nueva York, eso no quiere decir que no vayamos a hacer buen papel.
I think the ballpark helps, and I think the weather helps, but I personally know that this team has just prepared really well, and so that's what we did tonight, and I think that we'll be able to continue with that. I think the first week was off to a slow start, but I know that we'll be able to carry this throughout the rest of the season.
Jordan, 4 home run games are very rare in baseball history. When you got up in the 8th, in the 9th inning, how much did you want to get that? Did it cross your mind? And if you could describe either of those at-bats.
Un juego con 4 jonrones es muy raro. Como tuviste los primeros 3 en 5 innings, ¿estabas pensando en eso cuando volviste a batear?
No estaba pensando en eso, no estaba buscando un rol, porque si hubiese sido así, no hubiese dado un rol y hubiese dado un fly aunque sea el catcher.
No, I wasn't thinking that when I went out there. You don't go out there looking for home runs. If I would have gone out there thinking that, I probably would just fly it out, maybe just the catcher would have caught it.
Matt Harvey turned in 5 2/3 innings of 1-run ball, but left the game in the 6th inning due to a tight left hamstring. He shared his thoughts on his performance and his injury following the game.
I was just covering first. I ran over and kind of took my last step, and it just kind of cramped up on me a little bit. So it's nothing serious. It just, I don't know if it was sitting around a lot. I mean, obviously, we were putting up a lot of runs, so sitting in the dugout and then going back out there. Covered first a couple times and you just grabbed on me a little bit.
So you use your fastball a lot more tonight. Was that game plan or you just felt good with that pitch?
I was locating pretty well. I mean, obviously we, watching Jake last night and going over the scouting report, it was, if we could locate that, then, we'd be okay. And I was able to do that. I was able to, get a couple big strikeouts when I needed to. But, for the most part, I was right around the zone with pretty much everything. Especially the fastball.
You alluded to Lorenzo scored and sitting a long time in the dugout. How tough is it to stay mentally sharp when you have long periods of time between innings?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely different. You really got to stay focused and go out there. And I had that one long inning, but for the most part, I was able to kind of get out there and get us back in as quick as I could. And, it's pretty impressive, some of the balls that were hit tonight. So it was fun watching, that's for sure.
When you so far in 2 starts, have you been progressing for you this year so far?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a work in progress. I mean, I'm going to obviously keep working, and I think we all are. So it's definitely fun. It's good to have, good results. And at this point, you just got to keep your head down and keep working.
Matt, it sounds like you have no doubt about your next start.
Yeah, no, I'll be fine.
Mets hit 7 home runs on the night. 3rd time in franchise history they've reached that mark. They've all come against the Phillies in Philadelphia. Mets take it 14-4. The Mets send Zach Wheeler to the mound on Wednesday. He faces Vince Velasquez.